Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik wa salli ala al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقَضِيًّا فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَزَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ قالت يا ليتني مت قبل هذا وكنت نسيا منسيا فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are very, very fortunate to be Muslims. Islam is the correct religion. And the last and final book of Allah Ta'ala is the glorious Quran. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is one of the famous Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the non-Muslims refer to him as Jesus. Whatever kitab that were revealed to the various Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu was salam before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those kitabs are not protected in its original form. It is changed, adulterated. And the only authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst us today is the glorious Quran. I have recited verses from Surah Maryam, para 16, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the miraculous birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his mother Maryam alayhi salam. Verse number 21, 22, 23, 24. Of Surah Maryam, through the command of Allah, Allah Ta'ala said, it shall be so. Your Rabb says, it is simple for Allah to make Maryam alayhi salam pregnant with the baby Nabi Isa alayhi salam without nikah and without a father or without any male intervention. And for Allah to do anything and everything is very simple, so that we make him a sign for people and a mercy from us. This is a decided matter. When Allah Ta'ala says kun and fayakun, be and it is, it becomes. Maryam alayhi salam became pregnant through the command of Allah and Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born. So she conceived him and withdrew with him to a distant place. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam bring down messages from Allah. And through the command of Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam informed Maryam alayhi salam that you are going to be made pregnant with a baby. So she conceived Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Then the labor pains began. Verse number 23 in Surah Maryam. The labor pains brought her to the trunk of a date palm. She said, oh, if only I had died before this and had been completely forgotten. She was worried, what will the people say that I never make nikah to a man and Allah made me pregnant. And Allah made it such that when a woman is pregnant, she needs nutritional food. So Allah made her go to a place where there was a beautiful date palm tree that produced beautiful, delicious dates. And she ate that. And from this, the ulama have written that even today also, when a woman is pregnant, part of the dietary the doctor may prescribe or the nutritional food the pregnant mother have to eat. Eating dates is also very good for the baby in the stomach of a pregnant woman. Then فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّةً. Verse number 24 in Surah Maryam. He called to her from below saying, do not grieve. Your Rabb has certainly created a stream beneath you. One is the date tree was close to her. And Allah made a beautiful stream with delicious, clean water to drink. And after she conceived and Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born, and she was worried what will be the reaction of the people, what will the people say. So in verse number 29 Surah Maryam Pariah 16, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأُوصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. She gestured towards the child Maryam alayhi salam, pointed towards the baby. They said, how can we speak to one who is still a baby in a cradle? And they said, Nabi Isa alayhi salam spoke and said, I am a slave of Allah. Qala inni abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. Allah has given me the scripture, the Injil. The Injil that was revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they call it the New Testament or the Old Testament, whatever. The original Injil, the original Kitab that was revealed to Nabi Isa alayhi salam is not present today. Allah took the responsibility of protecting the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Verily we revealed the Quran, and Allah will protect the Quran. And waja'alani mubarakan aynama kuntu wa awsani bis salati waz zakati ma dumtu hayya. And Allah has blessed me wherever I may be, and has commanded me to perform salah and pay zakah as long as I am alive. Now every Nabi that came, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Every Nabi that came, they had enemies, they had oppositions. There was one group among the non-Muslims who went to slander Aliyazu Billah Nabi Isa alayhi salam and used the worst of language for Maryam alayhi salam, that she had an affair with a carpenter Aliyazu Billah, or she committed zina, or aliyazu billah, we cannot put those words in our mouth, but as an education, that one group of non-Muslims even made that statement, aliyazu billah, that Allah Ta'ala had an affair, God had an affair with Maryam alayhi salam. Astaghfirullah, we refuse all those incorrect statements. And the correct knowledge is Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born without a father, without the intervention of a male, and it was a miracle to be born. And there was another group of people, the Christians. They went to the other extreme in praising Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and they say Jesus is God, or Jesus is the Son of God. We cannot use such type of words. And the simple surah of the Quran, which every Muslim child from a young age learn it, Surah Ikhlas. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. See, Allah is independent. Allah is one, the Tawheed. Allah can do anything and everything without the help of the creation. And the creation can do nothing without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah does not give birth to any child. Neither Allah was born to any parent or anything. Allah is eternal. And وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Nobody is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot use such types of words that Jesus is God or Jesus is Son of the God. We are living in non-Muslim countries. Sometimes on the vehicles or is written Jesus is God, whatever. We must straight away recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And as an amal of one pious personality, whenever words of kufr and shirk of ascribing partners to Allah being mentioned, straight away recite Qul huwa Allahu Ahad one time, three times or five times. Even if you go past any non-Muslim places of worship, whether it is a church, a synagogue or a temple, we're not allowed to go there, but to express our tawheed and the oneness of Allah, recite Qul huwa Allahu Ahad a few times. And Allah has chosen the ulama ikram. Today I am an ordinary student, the senior ulama that 6-7 hours of the day teaching Quran, hadith in the youth classes, in the Darul Ulums. They are chosen servants of Allah. We need to have a lot of respect for them. And as various public platforms, they educate us on the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. One is the Friday Jummah platform. Or during the course of the week, after any Faraz Salah, after Fajr sometimes, the Imam of the Masjid have a Quran Tafsir lesson. Or during the course of the week, in the summer months, Maghrib is late. Say after Maghrib in the summer months, or after Isha in the winter months, when Isha is early, they have programs. Take part in all these programs. And how Allah Ta'ala, we are not equal to any Nabi, but we promote the authentic teachings that was revealed in the Quran. And the next verse, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Nabi Isa alayhi salam was obedient to his mother Maryam alayhi salam, and he was not rude and vulgar in any way. We must be good to our parents, especially the mother. Don't tell them uff, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَّا uff. Don't even say uff to them. And in this verse, even Nabi Isa alayhi salam, in his shariat, to read the Faraz Salah and to discharge the zakah, these are the faraiz that was even before the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa got the highest rank in Jannah, Imamul Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But like how Allah Ta'ala mentioned of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Nobody is equal to Allah. Similarly, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is not equal to Allah. And like how the Christians made a mistake by making Nabi Isa alayhi salam that Jesus is God. Similarly, we cannot equal Rasulullah to Allah. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. We in the Masjid of Scottsboro, We cannot be at this time in another masjid. Similarly, is my ma'bool that I make dua for the imam of every masjid of our city, country, and of the world, that Allah must guide all the ulama to say word that is pleasing to Allah, pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and guide us to become better Muslims. So our aqidah and belief of Nabi Isa alayhi salam needs to be correct. Our aqidah and belief of our beloved Rasulullah sallam also needs to be correct. And Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallam, they have achieved great success. And after iman, the most important pillar is salah. And made to read salatu jama'ah, the reward is 27 times more than reading it individually. And salah, then Quran Sharif recitation, taking the tasbih, reciting zikrullah, reciting 40 durood, salawat on Rasulullah sallam. And in the summer month, Maghrib is late, 6:45, 7 o'clock in Cape Town, 8 o'clock. Half an hour before Maghrib, come into the masjid, take the Quran, recite Quran, take the tasbih, and recite some zikrullah, etc., and refreshen our iman. And to protect our iman, we recite this one dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْضَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. The political information of the world is, we got it on the social media, newspaper headlines. May Allah remove the difficulties of our brothers and sisters that are facing in Palestine, Gaza, in Syria, in India, and many other countries of the world. And there are many non-Muslims that sympathize with the Muslims as far as oppression is concerned. But we must have more concern that those non-Muslims accept Islam. If they will leave the world without iman, they can show friendship, but they'll go to Jahannam. To go to Jannah, you have to be a Muslim. May Allah protect our iman.